primary liver cancer is one of the most deadly cancers in terms of survival rate. Fewer than 1 in 5 patients survive past 5 years from diagnosis. Now, researchers at the University of Cambridge have developed a new way to grow 3D liver tumours in the lab. Previously, cancer cells were grown as two-dimensional sheets of cells, but the researchers believe that these three-dimensional tumour organoids, or tumoroids, are much better systems to use for understanding the disease and could help develop better treatments. I'm Lewis Thompson, and I spoke to Dr. Laura Boutier about her work.
Primary liver cancer are really complex pathologies, and so far there is only few models to study these pathologies in the lab. And this model, mainly mouse model and two-dimension culture cells, are actually not really mimicking the tumor that is present in the patient. So we thought that maybe with the organoid technology and growing the cells in 3D structures, then that will allow to be closer to the real tumor and then better understanding this pathology to then go back to the patient with better solution and therapeutics.
So why do you think it's important to make these cells into three-dimensional tumor structures rather than the two-dimensional sheets of cells?
There is two main difference culturing this cell in 3D culture. The first obvious one is that the architecture is closer than a proper tissue because we are in 3D. And the second, which is really important, is that we know that the cells in 2D, they are acquiring some mutation that are not in the patient at the beginning, and then they are far from the actual tumor. Instead, we show that this 3D culture, we don't really know so far why, but they keep the mutational landscape of the patient and they don't acquire new mutation in culture, which make them really stronger model to understand these pathologies.
So can I see some of these now?
Yes, of course, let's go.
So I'm looking at these tumoroids now. They kind of just look like lots of blobs to me. What exactly am I looking at?
They are actually a clump of cells that self-organize in 3D. And for one patient, you will have in one drop of gel a lot of these like clumps of cells.
So the organoids that form from cancer cells, are they noticeably different from those that form from healthy cells?
Yes, they are actually really different when you look at them under the microscope. Whereas the normal organoid, they will form a monolayer of cells. The tumoroid, they are actually a clump of cells, really disorganized, characteristic actually of a tumor phenotype.
So how did you make these tumor organoids and what did you do with them in the study?
So we are working in collaboration with clinicians. Then thanks to them, we collect a section of tumor from the hospital. And then in the lab, we are dividing this section in 4 parts. One part that we will use to do a culture, so this organoid culture, and other part that we will use to assess the genetic of the tumor that we got. And we shown that this organoid, they are mimicking the tumor of one patient, then you can think about personalized medicine with this system. So we actually set up an experiment to test several drugs in these organoid lines, and we show actually that we can align some sensitivity to drug using this organoid.
So is it your hope that eventually we can take tumour cells from the patients, make these tumoroids, and then test which drugs the patient would be most sensitive to?
Yes, I think this would be feasible and really interesting because primary liver cancer are really complex disease, and then one unique patient is one unique pathology. So the aim is really to try to develop this system, then one patient can get from his tumor organoid-derived line, then that can be used on a platform to test several drugs. And then the one that seems to have the best ability can be actually used for this patient. So really going through this precise medicine.
That was Dr. Laura Boutier, and her work was published in Nature Medicine.